This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocky has so many pets he could open a zoo. Lissa has a pet rock. And even that's too much for her. Listen mornings on 98.5 KRZ.
Wow, we got a battle going on here. Pretty close as far as whether or not you think it's okay to let your pet kiss you on the mouth. It is National Kissing Day, and that's what we're asking on Twitter at 985WKRZ, along with the KRZ Facebook page. You can call or text the show, 1-800-222-0985. And it's a simple question. Do you let your pets kiss you on the mouth? Go ahead, sir.
I don't mind kissing my dog, but we have 8 dogs and a pot-bellied pig.
Yowza.
Okay.
And the pig's name's Piggy Smalls.
Oh, nice. I like it.
And my wife kisses him on the snout every day.
Pig.
And then does she kiss you right afterwards?
No, not usually.
It's interesting you see a difference
between... We've been married too long for that.
But dog and pig, it's germs. It's all the same, right? They're both...
Well, they always say that the dog's mouth is the cleanest, clean mouth because of, I don't know, I guess...
Who's they,
yeah,
though?
Because of what? That's the thing.
Who's they?
That's one of those old...
veterinarian.
That's one of those old wives' tales.
Wait a minute, a veterinarian told you that?
I mean, it's not like she Frenches the pig.
That you know of.
But the pig's getting more action than you are. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's a fine swine.
Hey, we got to run. Thanks so much for calling back.
All right, bye.
I love the way his argument, like, instantly falls apart.
It's non-existent.
Well, you know, as they say, and then because of...
We need an actual veterinarian or someone who is more knowledgeable than us.
But you don't need a vet to answer the question because a dog's mouth is filled with all sorts of germs and bacteria.
And you've spent many, many hours in shelters and around dogs.
Oh,
you've had dogs your whole life.
You're going to say in a dog's mouth.
Dogs do certain things with their mouth.
Well, they do, yeah.
But that's why it stuns me that Rocky Rhodes lets his dogs kiss him on the mouth. The man won't eat at a buffet.
He loves his animals.
Right,
but he'll let a dog that eats his poop or whatever.
Because people are disgusting.
Kiss him on the mouth.
I would rather be around a disgusting dog than a disgusting
It's
person.
Weird you
I
say
really
that
would.
Because on Facebook, people are adamantly one way or the other. It's either disgusting, gross, I can't believe you do that, barf, 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 or, of course, yes, I do it all the time. I love it. I love my pets.
Yeah, the people that are saying disgusting don't have pets because once they're part of your life and a
That's
part of your
not
family,
true.
You let them get away with
this. This woman says, I love my dogs and my grand dogs. She loves them enough to say grand dogs, but they're not kissing me on the mouth.
Well, I gotta
don't give me that.
I got to be honest. Through the course of my life, there have been worse things that have kissed me compared to dogs.
Well, we know that.
That's a fact.
But that shouldn't be the indicator. Well, I've had gross in my mouth. Here we go.
I think you should actually bring this up when you guys play Who's Crazier or whatever the name of that game is. It's a perfect topic for that. But he's like that because he's Rocky. That's what makes him Rocky.
I know.
It's
so
the
special.
Wiring is unique.
Yeah, there's not much wiring. It's not unique.
Just a little bit of wiring and a whole lot of fur.
Like a dog.
Yep. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.